This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM or 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Sparky here, Charlie Usen over there. If you missed the news earlier today, our announcement, adding another local show to the Fan, doing a one-hour pregame show before every Brewers game, starts tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. Tommy Wirtz will be your host every day, 162 pregame shows, essentially. The leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, again, every day, 1 hour before first pitch. So if a game starts at like 1:10, it'll be on from like noon to 1 o'clock, essentially, is kind of giving you the lay of the lineup, how this is going to work. And he'll go over lineups. He's going to go over pregame quotes, playback some sound maybe from Pat Murphy when they're at home, inside the clubhouse, whether it be interviews. We'll have Andrew Wagner on from Forbes Sports, Eye Up the Enemy, whether it's looking at stats, doing an interview with somebody that covers the team that they're playing, all kinds of great stuff, great information. So again, perfect thing to turn on at the tailgate, right? When you're having the tailgate party outside American Family Field, turn that bad boy on, listen to it in your car when you're driving around before the Brewer game and you're looking for some Brewers talk and the other stations are just cramming Packers down your throat. Here we go. We got Brewers talk for you an hour before every game, so let's roll with it. Speaking of those Packers, this guy covers everything. He is Tyler Dunn from GoLongTD.com. Follow him on Twitter at TyDunn. Mr. Dunn, how are you?
I'm doing great. Doing good. A lot going on here, Sparky. Man, we've got baby number three on the way. We're building a house.
It's draft season. Do you have a name?
Yeah. What's that?
Do you have a name?
I do. Am I allowed to say?
Is it a boy or a girl?
Well, it's going to be a surprise. Third one, last one. You only get so many surprises in life.
Well,
we're going to wait.
I'll tell you what I want. What I wanted, and now I'm not going to obviously get it because we're done having kids. But the idea was if we were going to have twins, I wanted Kingston and the Queen if we were going to have a boy and a girl. That's what I was lobbying for if it was going to be a boy and a girl. It didn't end up being a boy and a girl. It ended up just being a girl, our only girl. So Kingston, my fantasy baseball name is called the Kenosha Kingstons because I'm from Kenosha, Wisconsin. So the Kenosha Kingstons, and everybody's like, what is that? I just love the name. So Tyler, you could tell us. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, why the hell not? So if it's a boy, we're thinking Rocco. I was almost Rocco, according to Mom and Dad. Yeah.
Why not Sparky? How many Sparkies do you know with Sparky on the birth certificate? Have your kids stand out, Tyler.
All right, you know what? As soon as we're done with this Packers chat, I'm sitting the wife down.
Yes.
I'm saying, look, I know we've had a couple names picked out.
You can call back, put her on the radio, Tyler, and I'll talk to her on the radio.
Sparky Leroy Dunn. I like that
yes.
one. That'd be good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Leroy's not going to like it, though. He's going to want it to be Leroy Sparky Dunn. But I'm fine with the middle name.
Yeah. Leroy's omnipresent. He's everywhere, so it only makes sense.
Okay, well, since you brought up Leroy Butler, let's talk about Mr. Leroy Butler, because I'll be honest with you, I got the email that I always get from GoLongTD.com every day telling me what the latest stuff is with GoLongTD.com. And when I saw the headline of Leroy and the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers and what it read, I immediately got in the group text that me, Leroy Butler, and Gary Ellerson have, our big show group text that us three have had forever, and I immediately started going in on Leroy Butler for such a goofy take. And this is what Leroy had to say at Go Log TD if you missed it.
Let him do his thing. And if he comes in, I think you have a legitimate chance to get to the Super Bowl. Because they're going to...
You do?
Yes. I really think... I mean, don't tell Josh I said that. But I played Bills, because I love the Bills. Josh Allen's a man. So I think they'll be, I think they'll go to the AFC Championship game, get to the Super Bowl. Don't they miss it?
Whoa, all right.
Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh. You can expect them to be in the Super Bowl. They'll be my Super Bowl pick.
If you were really his friend, you would not have put that in the podcast. You would have just said, for your sake, I'm going to edit that out and not put that in the podcast, Leroy, because I'm going to protect you so you don't get a lot of flack from everybody. I mean, he's got to be the most popular guy in Pittsburgh today for sure. After that got out, you put it on social media, it's everywhere. I do not see in any world they get through the AFC and go to the Super Bowl. Now, if Rodgers had signed with the Vikings, okay, I'll listen to the Vikings at a Super Bowl possibly. That, I think they have enough there. I don't think they have enough in Pittsburgh.
Well, as we both know, Leroy doesn't drink. He does have the Leap vodka. It was right behind him on the pot. I want to say, Leroy, what's going on with that vodka behind you? Let's put that away, brother. No, hey, we're open to all thoughts, all dialogue, all debate here at Go Long. So, yeah, even though we've been quite critical of Mr. Aaron Rodgers for many reasons, as we're kind of seeing it all come to light. You know, he really hasn't been that good since the divisional playoff game against the Niners, right? That's the 2021 season when he had just an apathetic, empty performance. And since then, I mean, it's been downhill. But even then, hey, we got to hear him out. I mean, this is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, Sparky. This is Leroy Butler. He is a very smart man. He's seen it all. He's lived it all. He knows Aaron Rodgers at a deep level, and I don't necessarily agree, but hey, the way he put it is the Steelers need Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers, most importantly, needs the Steelers. He thinks that Aaron is going to, you know, come to a realization that it behooves him to acquiesce to all things Mike Tomlin, all things Steelers culture. I mean, they have something special there. I've been in that locker room. It's different, man. There's a toughness. It feels like you kind of step back into time when you look around. There's James Harrison giving it the eye. You feel like if you look at him wrong, he might just pop you in the jaw. Like, it's all those linebackers that have come through all these years. I mean, it's a special place. But they also haven't won a playoff game since, what, 2016? So they need a quarterback. It's been Mike Tomlin's blind spot. And they've been able to win, what, 8 games with Duck Hodges of the world. So in terms of their thinking, Aaron still has enough juice to fit in with a team with T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Cam Hayward. They trade for D.K. Metcalf. There's some talent there. And here's where I agree there is talent there, but I don't know if I'm with Leroy on, okay, this is a quarterback who will change at the age of 41. He's going to want full autonomy. He's going to want to run the show. I can't see it working out at this point of Rodgers' career.
Tyler Dunn, tell me this. What happens when he decides he's going to go run his mouth at Pickens? What happens? What happens when he decides he wants to challenge DK Metcalf on stuff? Like, he is not going to be able to do that.
No, I agree.
I mean, Pickens will lose his mind, and he'll lose it in front of every reporter that will listen to him.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we can even, look, we can just have a football conversation here too, Sparky. Like, let's not forget what we saw last year, right? Yeah, we can make love to statistics and act like everything was fine, but, you know, there were some inflated numbers in there. You're beating up on the Jags, the Dolphins, when they were, you know, dying ashore. Like, this was a bad quarterback and a bad offense. I mean, it looked like a quarterback years past his prime here at Orchard Park when they lost to the Bills. Just totally checked out, kind of laughing on the sideline when he got called for that unnecessary roughness, just wasn't engaged. And he, and when it comes to the football, he can't move. That is his strength at his best. Outside the pocket, improvisation, second reaction with Jordy Nelson's and Devontae Adams's of the world. He's never been a Tom Brady play from the pocket, you know, beats you on the short to intermediate, 30 completions a game. That's just not his style. So I he's done as a football player, but the Steelers don't have many options. So I guess everybody just sings Kumbaya, and maybe they win 7 or 8 games, and then that's it for Aaron Rodgers.
He is Tyler Dunn. Go along TD.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. Originally, I reached out to you to come on Monday, and as you talked about your hectic, crazy life, we were able to get you today, which worked out good because I can make fun of Leroy a little bit. But I wanted to get you on to talk about Bob McGinn, who I think is just outstanding, as we all know. I love Bob McGinn's draft write-ups. I love Bob McGinn talking to all the different personnel guys around the league and getting their quotes and all this stuff. And I really am looking at this Packers team right now and going, you know, I mean, you've got Watson and Dobbs that can hit unrestricted free agency. You got a couple other guys that hit restricted free agency after this year. Then the guys that aren't in that class become that class the year after. You're going to need wide receivers here in the next couple of years, more than likely. And this wide receiver class, according to one of the personnel directors or scouts, I don't remember which it was, from Bob McGinn, pretty much said it's two and crap pretty much after that. And everybody else is like second and third round picks. I'm curious your thoughts as far as if you're the Packers, you know, do you see this being the year where they move up to get a guy like McMillan from Arizona, where Goody was the only GM in attendance at his workout?
That's the kind of aggressive move. I'm with you. That is the kind of move they've got to make.
And they're in Green Bay for the draft. The crowd would go nuts if they moved up for a receiver.
Or like Leroy posited, like trade the pick for a veteran. Maybe there's somebody to be had that we're not even thinking about right now. And the whole hour and a half, it's at golongtd.com for those who want to subscribe and check it out. Leroy kind of mentions a few different veterans he think could be had for that 23rd overall pick. Oh, if they trade for a player, that the whole city will go nuts too. I think you're right, though. And we were kind of talking about this last year when it came to offensive tackles, right? Do you move up to get a pass protector for Jordan Love? They kind of stayed where they were, but they took Jordan Morgan. We'll see if he works out. The Packers roster, it's full of the C-plus to B-plus player, right? Like, they've got a lot of solid players that get you to 10, 11 wins. But we've seen it. You get into the playoffs, you step into that dark alley with the Philadelphia Eagles, you better have some A-level talent. They're only one or two players away from maybe getting to that kind of fight and being able to trade blows. And that you only get that kind of player by being bold. They didn't really do anything in free agency, which is fine. They didn't necessarily need to do anything crazy. But draft day does present some opportunities to maybe take a swing. That would be one. Trade up for McMillan. Not a strong class for wide receivers, as Bob detailed in all of his conversations with the scouts, but he is a talent that could step in right away, and you get him on that rookie contract, cost controlled. It makes too much sense.
I would love for you and Bob McGinn to sit down and go through the Packers offensive line and how you would attack this over the next couple of years, because You have Rashid Walker at left tackle, who is going to be a free agent after this year. You have Jordan Morgan, who they just drafted last year, who they were playing at guard instead of tackle. You have Zach Tom at right tackle, who you're going to have to pay here in the next year or so and extend and get him paid. He's going to be top right tackle money, I would think. Sean Ryan is a question mark, whether or not you keep him going long term. Elton Jenkins is going to age 30 year. He's got 2 years left, and it sounds like they're going to probably move him to center at this point once they got Banks. So is he a long-term fixture at the center position? I mean, really, right now, Banks and Zach Tom are the only two guys, and then probably Jordan Morgan in some form or fashion, what's going to be on this offensive line come 2026, which then tells you that maybe offensive line gets drafted a little bit more than people are thinking going into this draft, maybe including a first-round pick.
There's a ton of talent in that late first, early second round range. And Bob just posted the offensive tackles. And there's some question marks, some red flags you kind of have to sift through. But I think that that's where the talent is in that class. Not necessarily like top five John Ault level talents there, Rashawn Slater, that kind of guy. But where they're at in that range, they can probably get a tackle in there. It's not necessarily going to have everybody thrown back the spotted cows at the draft parties in Green Bay, but that could be what they're thinking of. You laid it out really good there, Sparky. I'll say this. I think it's bigger picture, too, offensively. What do you want to be if you're Matt LaFleur? I love the commitment to that run game and Josh Jacobs and playing downhill. They did kind of find a groove there. They kind of found an identity. At the same time, it still felt like they were holding Jordan Love back. And maybe they were right to do it, right? He took some chances. Came back to bite him early in the season. But at some point, and Leroy got into this as well, you're paying him $55 million a year. You're not paying him $55 million a year to hand the ball off. You got to unleash your quarterback in year three here. You've got to give him the keys. That doesn't mean you throw the ball 50 times a game, but giving him a little freedom at the line of scrimmage and a little freedom just throwing the ball down the field, I think is what you need. That's the evolution that you need if you're the Packers. And do they have the talent to do it? To your point, maybe not. Maybe they do need a receiver to kind of take that step. But look, 6 years in the league, 3 years as a starter, if they're going to kind of elevate to that upper heavyweight class of contenders in the NFC, for better or worse, you got to go for it, and you've got to let Jordan Love throw the ball late in the season.
Tyler Dunn, go longtd.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. One last question for you. Where do you see the Packers in the NFC as we sit getting ready to go into the draft next month?
I still love this team. I mean, there's a lot of really good young ascending players that, they're the youngest team in the league. There's a lot of pros and cons that come with that. But I still think it's better to be young than to be old. And it's better to have a young quarterback than be stuck, you know, in a position like the Steelers where you're scrambling for somebody. So it's a healthy state of affairs for the Packers. And they're a playoff team, but I think they are one bold move away from being on that Philly level, Detroit level, Commanders level. Like, these are teams that are kind of making those bold swings, that are being aggressive. And the Packers, for better or worse, they're kind of staying the course. It might pay off. Maybe year two in Jeff Hafley's scheme is what the defense needs. I actually sat down with Isaiah McDuffie recently. We got into all of that. He really does see continuity paying off. You know, remember, he played with Hafley at Boston College, so he'd know. But I don't know. I'm kind of with you. I think whether it's a receiver, a difference maker on defense, we're probably talking receiver at this point. I still think they're one move that we're not even thinking of away from being able to seriously get to and win a Super Bowl.
There he is, Tyler Dunn. Go longtd.com. Tell everybody everything you can find at your website.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, Sparky. Yeah, just go longtd.com. We've got Bob McGinn's draft series rolling out. 12 parts this year. The good, the bad, the ugly on these Hey, guess what? It's not all puppies and rainbows, Sparky. You turn on the TV and everybody's going into the Hall of Fame when they're talking about the NFL draft. But, no, the scouts, they'll give you the real dirt on everybody. And, look, here's the thing. Bob catches some heat sometimes for some of these draft critiques from the scouts. There's jobs on the line in every one of these 32 NFL buildings. GMs, scouts, coaches. Like, these guys are going to get fired if they don't get these picks right. So, yeah, they're going to be critical, these scouts. And we're just trying to give you that true reflection for how these teams see these prospects. It's not always going to be pretty, but if you want the real, subscribe on over to golongt.com.
It's a great thing. Rainbows and puppies, is that what you said? That's pretty much how people describe our show. Tyler, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.